Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. It is the beginning of the week. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Of course, I am your host, Don Fleming. It's been a while since I've done an Old School Monday, so I am here with you, hanging out with you for the next 2 hours, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So, guys, I want to open up the phone lines also. Call me up, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. That was music from Alexander O'Neill from 1985. Name of the song is called What's Missing. Guys, keep it locked right here. Again, for the next 2 hours, I'm jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. I got music on the way. I got some Starpoint on the way. I got some Tony on the way. Tony on the way. Can't forget the last Tony. And, of course, I may have some Tony Terry. Got some Tony. And some Tony Terry on the way. So make sure you tune in and hang out with me. Also, again, phone lines are open, 646-668-8537. And again, for all of those who are just tuning in, again, you can thank you so much for donating to the show and contributing to the show. You can do that. Want to remind also those who haven't done it yet, you can do that by going to Solar Records Radio on Cash App, $, Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Donate to the show. Thank you so much for contributing. And also tell a friend. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio and like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. It's all good. You want to get some cool merchandise? You can go to WardellPotterJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com, and you can do it also that way. So let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I'm going to give you a classic from one of my favorite groups. Name of the group is called After Seven. Gonna start off a little smooth. It's called One Night. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm sure that you're aware that I'll do most anything.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. It is the beginning of the week. And again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. That was music from Johnny Gill. From me is a Johnny Gill album. Of course, actually, a lot of people thought that was his debut album in 1990. Actually, this was his, if I'm not mistaken, third or fourth album. He did his first album back in 83 when he was, you know, a kid. Of course, Freddie Perren had produced a lot of, like, bubblegum hits for him. But he had this grown man voice. And then, of course, the Half Crazy album. And, of course, I think the perfect combination, if that counts, the Stacey Ladislaw collaboration. But this was actually his third album from 1990, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Wrap My Body Tight. Before that, I had to hook up a little from the album. If I'm not mistaken, Who Me? From the Tony album, For the Love of You, from 1988. And, of course, started off the block in 1989. Music from After 7, One Night. Got an hour, 36 minutes left of the show. Of course, we got plenty of time to hang out with you again. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I have my partner on. He is blessing us with his presence, Mr. Wardell Fox Jr. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? What's happening? You grooving, man. That last song was, whoo, off the chain. Man.
Can't go wrong with Johnny Gill.
Yeah, that was just, you know, and it's still, and that's an older song, right? It's not a new song, right?
Yeah, that was his older song. That was from his My 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 album.
Ah, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, dude. I love the music you play. Thank you so much for blessing us, man. I'm always amazed with this. Every time I tune into the station, and you're on there, you're behind that wheel, man. You're driving us, man. Driving that music, man. Thank you so much.
No doubt.
How you been?
Doubt. How was your weekend?
How you been?
My week. I'm good.
It was good. Good. I got my car out the shop. I'm very happy. Got my car out the shop, and I'm over here. They're working on it right now, and I'm trying to get back to the office before it gets dark. But God is good, man. He's been blessing, and I'm excited.
That's good to hear. Definitely good to hear, man.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go ahead.
No, but you know, I lost my cousin over the weekend. So, but we, you know, she's been sick for a long time, and so that was kind of a downer at the beginning of the weekend. We lost her on Thursday, and so the weekend was kind of long. But, you know, but we know she's in a better place now. And so because it was stressful, you know, watching her, you know, go through that cancer thing, man. It was just hard to watch it. But, you know, she was just she did very well because she did a lot of traveling. That's all she wanted to do. And she did a lot of traveling before she went home. So I just, you know, keep my cousin in prayer. He's missing his wife, and so I just pray all is good with him. But for us, you know, we're cool. We're cool.
Man, hey, sending condolences to your family, and of course, praying for your cousin. You know, going through a difficult time. You know, missing his wife. Man, that's, you know, they never really want to have that pain, but we know that, you know, of course, we're not promised tomorrow. None of us are. And that day will come when someone's going to grieve for you and things like that. So just make the best out of living right now. Because, again, tomorrow ain't promised to you.
You got that right, brother. You got that right. So, man, oh, man, that's John Fleming live and in color.
I am, man, and I'm excited because, again, it is the beginning of the week. It's been a while since I've done an Old School Monday show, so I'm just happy to be back.
Yes, we're happy to have you back, brother. And so tomorrow, guys, tune in because we have the last interview that we were able to do with Billy Paul before we lost him. So tune in and listen to that interview tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. And it's something else just hearing his voice, man, that he's been gone and stuff. But his story is just amazing. And, you know, I mean, just, you know, for me, it was just that one song that me and Mrs. Jones just carried his whole life. And he was still on tour, still in his 80s, still touring around the world with that one giant hit, Me and Mrs. Jones. Man! And I know he had other songs, but that was the one, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was the one that really, like, you know, gave him that superstar status. One of my favorite songs he did, you know, was there's a song called Let the Dollar Circulate. And I actually, I love that. That's that old early 70s blaxploitation pimp music. I call it pimp music. But I love that sound, man. We got a little delay. I kind of hear myself in the background, you know, on the delay, so I think you got a little feedback coming. But anyway, man, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. And, Wardell, you going to come back and hang out with us soon?
Yes, sir. Do your thing. I'll be
all right. Well, you know what? Well, hey, let's get into some music, man. Of course, what you hear in the background, classic Renee and Angela from 1985. This is called I'll Be Good. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'll be
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. That was music from Tony Terry. The name of the song is called Head Over Heels. Before that, gave you a little Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1983. Of course, that is Fall in Love with Me. And of course, from 1985, music from Renee and Angela, I'll Be Good. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me every Monday. So often Monday, I have a few Mondays I've been off, so I've been trying to adjust, and of course we got the new season coming up, so tune in Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, so make sure you tune in, hang out with us, hang out with me, what else, and whoever calls in and hang out with me, you know, it's lonely at the top. No, I'm joking, I'm never, don't feel like that, no, but anyway, got an hour and 14 minutes left of the show. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was a big fan of this cat, you know, actually of these cats from across the pond, man. I was just, I don't know, it was just something about UK soul that really did it for me, you know, whether it was Junior, whether it was 52nd Street, just a lot of great musical youth, you know, Passing the Dutchie. Just one of my all-time favorite. Of course, definitely a kids jam for me. So, anyway. Let's take you back to Zagora, 1986, the album. Of course, this is Loose Ends. Can't get out of here without playing any Loose Ends. It's called Stay a Wild Child. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Your love and arms around me, boy. Hold me like a warm, a curly toy. Let me feel that warmth of your embrace. Let go. It's just a waste of time, so I pretend. When I think you know, we're more than friends. Must be that our future. You.
And that's when my senses hit getting the way.
Nature, no other girl could ever reach you.
That's music from Switch from 1978. Classic. And of course, rest in peace to Bobby DeBarge. Also, rest in peace to Tommy DeBarge, man. That is music from, of course, Switch. They'll Never Be. And of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Luther, L-U-F-E-R, Luther from 1985. My Sensitivity Gets in the Way. And of course, started off the block, a little UK soul from Loose Ends. Stay a Little Wild Child. See, I said Stay a Wild Child. I meant to say Stay a Little Wild Child. So I made a little faux pas. So my mistake. My mistake. Anyway, guys, I'm jamming with you on this beautiful Monday evening. Of course, phone lines are open, 646-668-8537, 646-668-8537. Of course, it is another Old School Monday with yours truly, Don Fleming, and Wardell Pods Jr. Hopefully we get Wardell back on, and hopefully the audio will be a little better because there was a lot of feedback. But got to keep doing what we're doing, you know. I love this. I love doing it. I love hanging out with him. I love trolling him a little bit because, you know, I troll his show. I do. I'm not even going to lie like that, you know. I'm just that type of guy. But again, guys, you know, and the cool thing about it is he doesn't take it personal. And I don't take it personal, you know, which is a perfect segue going into some music from Jermaine Jackson. Of course, from 1989, of course, you guys hear it in the background. Don't take it personal. You guys keep it locked right here at Soul Art Records Radio. See how I did that? You like that? Cool.
Anymore. Well, let's just be friends.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, I had to hook up a little Doobie Brothers, which Doobie Yubi, of course, from 1979, Minute by Minute. Of course, before that, 1982 classic from the Star Point. Of course, with rest in peace to the lovely Renee Diggs, the lead singer of Star Point. Bring Your Sweet Lovin' Back. And, of course, started off the block, Jermaine Jackson. Don't Take It Personal. And, of course, I got my partner back on hanging out with me. What's up, Wardell?
Oh, man, glad to be home.
Glad to be home now.
Back in the saddle. Yeah, man, it's all
back
good.
In the saddle.
Thanks for the music. And I didn't know that she passed away.
Oh, Renee Diggs, man. Of course, the lead singer of Star Point, she was, I want to say she had brain cancer, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. It's been about 17 years now. I think she passed back in, like, 2005.
Oh, boy. I guess everybody gets their turn. Man, that's just ugly, though.
I had the biggest crush on her.
No. Your crush couldn't have been bigger than mine.
Oh, I don't know now. You know, when you're 10 years old, you're just like, oh, my goodness, she's amazing. But, yeah, I'm like, am I the object of her desire? That'd be kind of creepy if I was the object of her desire. You know, that was the song that they sung. But anyway.
Yes. Yeah,
I know, that'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But again, rest in peace. Rest in peace to the lovely Miss Renee Diggs with Star Point. Of course, Bring Your Sweet Loving Back. Since you're home, man, you wanna run this block? You got time to run the block?
I can't. And I haven't even, the studio shut down.
Here we go. Oh, come on now.
It's all good.
You got it. All right. I'm going to hold you up to that.
Yeah. Next block. I'll look forward to it. I got to go into the studio. I came into the lounging area and just laid out here. It's been a long day, man.
Well, hey, check this out, man. Relax. Do it, whatever you want to do, it's up to you, man. Of course, I'll go ahead and do this block, but if you want to do the next block, it's all good. But just relax now and hang out and listen to the tunes. Listen to the tunes.
Okay.
That's what I
want
you
to tell
do.
You guys.
I want you to listen. What you got to say?
I want to tell you guys that CarShield is for real. You know, like we see the commercials and stuff. You see the rapper on there, Ice-T on there. I don't know who's Ice Cube or Ice-T, one of them. And on that commercial.
Something Ice.
CarShield. Yeah, somebody's Ice. And you see him talking about, you know, the car situation. If your car go down, it's nice to have, you know, CarShield, you know, they'll be right there for you. And so I ended up getting it because I kept getting all these phone calls that my extended warranty was going out. So I just ended up getting it. And man, oh man, do you know that in the last couple of months they've spent over $12,000. They've spent $14,000 at least on my car. So I just have to, you know, we always talk about the bad things that happen. I just want to share some good stuff. And that's good news, you know, because I'm only paying like $80 a month, you know. And for them to just come out of their pocket and just, you know, the last time they came out of their pocket was last week. They paid $8,400. $8,400 for my engine to be repaired. And I'm like, whoa, this is really good. So I called them and told them, I said, if you guys want me to do a commercial, I'll do a commercial because I really experienced it and I really appreciate what you guys did for me. So I just want you guys to know that it's the real deal. It's not just, you know, sometimes the commercials can be just like, oh, I don't believe that. And a lot of us don't believe a lot of the stuff we see, but I want you to know that it's real. and they really took care of me. And so, and I just wanted to put out some real good information about, you know, what we hear on TV. And this is real. So anyway, I had to get out. I had to share it.
Hey, appreciate that info, man. Appreciate that info. It's all about what you love, man, and promoting what you love and what people do for you and the things, you know, things that, you know, we have these unfortunate circumstances. Like right now, I got to get me a new car, and I'm saving up for a new car. And, you know, because my car is on its last leg, I have over 280,000 miles on my old car. So I'm trying to hang on to dear life, you know. So it's good that, you know, when you have these things that kind of, first of all, let me tell you what happened to us over the weekend. Our water heater leaked. We had a bad leak in a water heater. Now, luckily, our water heater is in the garage. So we're walking, you know, we're walking in the garage and we hear this sloshing, splashing. And I'm like, you look down and I'm like, whoa, we got water everywhere in here. So we thought it was the deep freezer, you know, because sometimes the deep freezer will reset and if you don't catch it, it'll defrost everything. And there'd be some leakage or whatever, but it wasn't from the deep freezer. I'm like, come on now, is this from the water heater? So we looked in there in the water heater, and like, wow, the water heater is leaking. So you never know. Again, I guess the point I want to make is, you know, you never know how, you know, things will happen. Things will just kind of, you know, kind of hit this curveball, and
yeah,
and with life.
Well, you know,
so,
we have so many different types of insurance. You know, and we always go, man, we're insurance poor because we have insurance for this, insurance for that, all kind of, all these, every time you turn around, you know, we got insurance. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I needed it and it was there, you know, and it's just like, it's a blessing. So sometimes it's okay to be insurance poor because at least what you're protecting your future. And so, and that's exactly what, you know, my experience was when, you know, with the car, what I just shared with you, but also my homeowner's insurance, when we had the Santa Ana winds came and blew trees down in my backyard, knocked my fence down. And so they came out and they did an estimate and they turned around, gave me a check. You know, and I think it was like $9,000 to replace, to get my fence fixed and replace the trees. And I was like, what? I ended up getting new carpet in the house.
Oh, man.
I got the fence fixed and I got new carpet. I was like, hey, man, thank y'all. thanks for the upgrade. Sometimes
wow.
It's okay to be insurance poor because, you know, I mean, you know, at least you're putting your money into something that's going to protect your future. And, you know.
That's true.
You know, and so, yeah. So, you know, don't hesitate to, you know, to cover yourself. Because it's terrible to be caught with your pants down, man. It's terrible, you know, when you have no insurance. You get in an accident, you have no insurance. Hey, I didn't know Eddie Murphy was on the phone with me. What's up, Eddie?
There you go. You got Joe. That's me.
All right, man.
That's not Eddie.
Yeah, y'all got the same laugh. But anyway, many blessings to Ukraine and to the world and all the listeners. Thank you guys for supporting Solar Records Radio. Appreciate you very, very much. Looking forward to the new season. And got some things going on, and we'll share with you as it comes.
Nice. Well, you know, we got about 35 minutes left of the show. Of course, hanging out with me and my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. I am your host, John.
Oh,
I'm old school Monday. Let's keep this music going.
You only got 35 minutes.
Oh, no, you can. Music from Selma, Houston, 1984. It's called You Used to Hold Me So Tight. Guys, keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. Galaxy, of course, had to hook that up from 1977. That is classic right there. I love that, love that. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Shante Savage from 1993. Name of the song is called Bet You'll Never Find. And, of course, started off the block from 1984, the lovely Miss Thelma Houston, You Used to Hold Me So Tight, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Got 19 minutes left for the show. Of course, Wardell, you got time, brother. You got time. Just want to let people know. You can hook it up. You can hook it up with a couple or whatever. It's up to you.
I'm ready. I'm ready like Freddy, man. If the listeners are ready, I'm ready. Let's get rock and roll. Let's do what we came here for. That was
you the man.
Kid. I love that song. I love that song.
Oh, man, but
like,
I love war. I love war.
Here we go.
you're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from Rocky Robbins. Of course, man, Wardell has something to do with that. Of course, I've Got Your Number from 1985. Before that, classic Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine. And, of course, actually, you know, I like to do my outro song. So let's go ahead and smooth it out. Let me change that a little bit. Let's go to this one. Yeah. Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine, and of course, started off the block from his from the album, you know, from the Dangerous album, 1991, actually 1992. Remember the Time, of course, produced by Teddy Riley, and of course, the late great Michael Jackson. It still feels weird just saying the late great Michael Jackson, considering it's been 13 years. It's been 13 years since we lost the King of Pop. Of course, he passed away, if I'm not mistaken, June 2009. So Remember the Time, man. So I can go back to watch these music videos, Billie Jean, Beat It, Rock With You, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, you know, Blame It on the Boogie, you know, with his brothers, you know, and definitely just kind of just go down memory lane, and it just feels like he's still with us. But definitely the legacy is still going, and it'll be here long after I'm gone. So got 6 minutes left again. It's going to wrap it up for us, but thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Tell a friend, make sure they're on. If they're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. You want to go get some cool merchandise, you want to contribute by getting, you know, some cool stuff, hats, caps, mugs, masks, because again, we're still kind of in the pandemic, so it's been two plus years now. You can go to solarrecordsradio.com or WardellPotts.com and get some cool merchandise. And if you want to donate to the show, we do have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio, all one big word, $, Solar Records Radio. Let me see if I can troll my man. Hey, Wardell, are you back yet, brother? Let's see if you're back. Maybe not. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I was joking with him and say, I got to take this call. So let me see if you got this call now. But he's still on the phone. But anyway, we'll see you guys. Of course, tomorrow we're going to have an archive show with, of course, Billy Paul, of course, before he passed away. You remember me and Mrs. Jones going to have it on tomorrow. So tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and check out an archive show, Solar Records Radio. But anyway, going to wrap it up for me. But make sure you tune in. Of course, Thursday, I will be here Thursday for Throwback Thursday night. Of course, myself, Wardell Potts Jr. So tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that. So anyway, let's go ahead and close this out. Of course, he is a friend of the show. One of my favorite songs from this brother. Of course, this is Chucky Booker, Don't You Know I Love You. Of course, I'm Don Fluman for Wardell Potts Jr. We'll see you guys later on. Keep it right here, Solar Records Radio. It's all good. Have a good night, guys.